Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 39. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 16. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 43. High temperatures reach up to 39 Friday under mainly clear skies, 37 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jared Cirillo. A woman killed, another injured in a shooting. Brandon Dixon reports.
Happened at an apartment on West Bluff Drive Monday night. The woman who died has been identified as 26-year-old Michelle Donato. The other female wounded was last listed in stable condition. Investigators believe the gunfire started after a large fight, which involved both victims, escalated to gunfire when more people arrived at the apartment. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Salina Regional Airport says it's seeing more passengers go through the facility. Executive Director Pieter Miller says the small airport's amenities sets it apart from other smaller airports. Since last year, Salina Regional Airport has reported substantial growth, including holiday travelers. Pre-bought tickets and seats are about 10% higher than this time last year. SkyWest also reports a 75% increase in passengers. Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Cheryl Gibson of the Internal Medicine Department at the University of Kansas Medical Center reported that nationally, food insecurity affects 13.5% of Americans, though in Kansas, 1 in 7 individuals indicate that they are food insecure. And many Americans relied on pandemic aid programs that ended in 2021 and 2022, so food insecurity is becoming a bigger issue than it was just 2 years ago. In terms of food insecurity among children in Kansas, the 2024 Kids Count Data Book, published by statewide advocacy group Kansas Action for Children, claims Kansas's progress is fading. With increased consumer prices in the grocery store and the end of programs from the pandemic, it's become more and more difficult for many families to buy food due to trade-offs between other needs, like housing costs, because if you don't have affordable housing, your food budget is a lot lower. From 2021 to 2022, there was a 6.5% increase in food insecurity among children 18 and under in Kansas. And while nearly half of kids in the state qualify for free and reduced lunches, counties such as Phillips and Wyandotte are seeing 25% or more of kids battling food insecurity. The question on some farmers' minds is, will an updated farm bill pass before the year's end, as the bill's latest version has hit a stalemate between Democrats and Republicans? Frustration has hit the U.S. Senate floor as the status of a new farm bill continues to go without approval. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas was in Wichita on Monday sharing his thoughts on the progress from Capitol Hill, saying the farm bill likely will not get passed in 2024, and this year has been the most severe for farmers' bottom lines. Moran said the reason it's frustrating is because it's people's livelihoods and the communities in which farmers live and work that are dependent upon knowing the certainty of what farm policy is going to be in this country. Moran said the uncertainty from Congress is the kind that immediately trickles down to farmers. He said this makes it difficult for them to plan financially for the coming year without a guarantee concerning direction regarding support from a farm bill. However, despite the challenges, Moran said he's hopeful that both sides of the aisle will be able to come to a resolution soon. According to the Kansas Department for Children and Families, Kansans needing assistance with winter energy bills can start applying for its low-income energy assistance program, and the applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 31, 2025. Department for Children and Families Secretary Laura Howard said Kansas winters can be harsh and unpredictable, and when temperatures fall, heating bills rise. So by opening the low-income energy assistance program application period, they're hoping families will have the help they need to cover those higher heating bills and stay warm in their homes. The Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, also known as LEAP, provides a one-time per year benefit to help qualifying households pay winter heating costs, whether the home is heated with electricity, natural gas, propane, or other home heating fuels. In 2024, over 40,000 Kansas households received an average benefit of $645. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address who's responsible for the home's heating costs, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The level of benefit received varies according to the household income, the number of people living in the home, the type of residence, the type of heating fuel, and the utility rates. Applications can be accessed online at dcf.ks.gov by clicking the Apply for Services button on the top right side of the website. LEAP applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 31, 2025. You can also learn more about LEAP in Kansas, including frequently asked questions, other community resources, and the complete schedule of LEAP application events at dcf.ks.gov. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. In Nebraska news on Friday, a judge dismissed all charges against a Nebraska notary public accused of mishandling medical marijuana petitions. 54-year-old J.C. Todd of York was facing 24 counts of official misconduct, a misdemeanor. However, Hall County Judge Alfred Corey ruled that notaries are not public servants under the state law and therefore can't be charged with official misconduct. Prosecutors allege that Todd was not in the presence of circulators when he notarized their petition pages, a violation of Nebraska law. But the judge found that allegations of notary malfeasance should be handled by the Secretary of State's office, not the courts. Judge Corey dismissed the charges with prejudice, meaning the state can't refile them, though prosecutors could appeal the ruling. A Lincoln woman was found guilty on Monday of helping a grown man enroll in high school where he assaulted female students. 23-year-old Angela Navarro pled no contest to misdemeanor criminal impersonation and misdemeanor child abuse, and the criminal impersonation charge was reduced from a felony under a plea deal. In the 2022-2023 school year, then 26-year-old Zachary Skeech enrolled in high school classes at Lincoln Public Schools, and Navarro, who is 4 years younger than Skeech, helped by pretending to be his mother. Skeech went by a fake name, Zach Hess, and provided a fraudulent birth certificate and immunization records. He attended Northwest High School, then transferred to Southeast High School, and during that time, police said he committed multiple sex crimes against female students. Skeech was arrested after the scheme was uncovered in the summer of 2023. In September, he was sentenced to 85 to 120 years in prison for five felonies, including two counts of first-degree sexual assault. Navarro will be sentenced on January 16th, and she faces up to a year behind bars and a $1,000 fine for each count. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Corporation Commission is moving closer to launching the Kansas Home Rebates Program to help Kansas households lower energy costs and improve the comfort of their homes. And under the program, Kansas is set to receive $105.6 million to lower energy costs for low to moderate income households. The Kansas Corporation Commission has partnered with Horn, a nationally recognized professional services firm, to assist the agency with the program design, application development, and implementation process. And as a part of the program planning process, the Kansas Corporation Commission is scheduling engagement sessions with stakeholders, which include Kansas utility companies, contractors, other state agencies, and communities, to ensure that the home rebates program is tailored to meet the Sunflower State's needs. For Kansans to be able to access the rebates, the U.S. Department of Energy must approve the program design and grant applications, which are due by January 31, 2025. The rebate funding is expected to be accessible to Kansas households in 2025 following the application submission and Department of Energy approval. In the meantime, for information on how to participate in the engagement sessions, to learn more about the home rebates program, to track the status, and to find answers to frequently asked questions, Kansans can visit the KCC website at kcc.ks.gov. Governor Kelly recently announced that applications are open for the National Telecommunications Information and Administration Internet for All initiative. With the launch of the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, the Kansas Office of Broadband Development will begin taking applications to deploy the $451.7 million allocated to bring high-speed internet to all Kansans. Governor Kelly said this historic investment will have a long-lasting impact across Kansas and continue to support education, healthcare, and workforce growth. The application window will open after the 21-day project review period, allowing eligible applicants to apply for 403 project areas with 52,343 locations needing high-speed internet. Applications will be scored on their cost effectiveness, consumer affordability, fair labor practices, technology, speed to deployment, and community engagement. Eligible applicants include local governments, tribal governments, nonprofit organizations, and those authorized to provide broadband services in the proposed service areas. These project funding rounds that opened on October 21st will close on December 5th. And for more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/Office of Broadband Development. The Hanson Museum is honored to be chosen as the debut venue for the exhibition Kansas from 400 Feet or Less. This exhibition features a collection of photographs by Thomas Zimmerman, formerly known as the Farman Artist, that have never been seen by the public before. And in preparation for the exhibition, Zimmerman has quietly worked over the past 3 years to accumulate these photographs while keeping his followers guessing about his activities. Diving into a new arena, Thomas has taken his photography to new heights, literally, as the entire exhibition is shot using drones. Known for his stunning Kansas landscapes, Zimmerman recognized that employing a drone would provide perspectives unmatched by ground-based photography. Many Hanson Museum regular visitors will remember Zimmerman's gorgeous Kansas skies from his first exhibition, entitled The Farman Artist, that was exhibited at the museum in late 2019. Kansas from 400 Feet or Less invites you to explore the stunning landscapes of Kansas through the innovative lens of Thomas Zimmerman's drone photography. This exhibition highlights not only the breathtaking beauty of the region, but also Zimmerman's artistic evolution as he navigates the challenges and rewards of aerial photography. Visitors are encouraged to immerse themselves in this captivating collection, which will remain on view through January 26, 2025 at the Hanson Museum. The museum is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 and 1 to 4, Saturdays 9 to 12 and 1 to 5, and Sundays and holidays 1 to 5, though they are closed Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. Admission is always free thanks to the generous support of the Dane G. Hanson Foundation, and for more information or if you have questions, you can call 785-689-4846. Massive Christian burial for Phyllis Otter, 83, of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. today, Wednesday, November 27th, at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in New Almelo, Kansas, and burial will follow in the St. Joseph Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Joseph Cemetery Fund or the Anby Home and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, we can expect rain, snow, freezing rain, and sleet before 2 p.m., and then a slight chance of rain between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Should be cloudy today with a high near 39 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 60%, with little or no ice accumulation expected and little or no snow or sleet accumulation expected. For tonight, should be mostly clear with a low around 16 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, it should be sunny with a high near 43 and a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 11. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 39. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 39. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 41. And on Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 48. Currently, with slight precipitation, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.91. And the dew point is 28 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports, and that's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs return to the practice field today ahead of Friday's game against the Raiders. The Chiefs reported that kicker Spencer Schrader suffered a hamstring injury and didn't practice. The club signed kicker Matt Wright to the practice squad. Tight end Peyton Hendershot was placed on injured reserve with a calf injury. The club also reactivated tight end Baylor Cup from the injured reserve to the practice squad. They released defensive end Cam Thomas and released offensive tackle Lucas Niang and defensive end Truman Jones from the practice squad. According to ChiefsDigest.com, Matt Derrick, the Chiefs, with the addition of offensive tackle DJ Humphreys, have 51 players on the active roster. That allows them room for both running back Isaiah Pacheco and defensive end Charles Omenihue to return from injured reserve and not have to make another roster move. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
There's an old adage that holds, you can't manage it if you can't measure it. That's why so many ranchers are installing scales under their cattle chutes and alleyways. Valley Vet Supply offers several sizes of Gallagher and True Test by Datamar's heavy-duty load bars to fit various chute sizes and applications. Weights can be recorded in the blink of an eye with white LED backlight, visible in all daylight and darkness conditions. For producers wanting more sophisticated Bluetooth technology, with wireless connection to an EID stick reader, Valley Vet can help you with a Datamar's True Test indicator and compatible load bars. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.